And I bet they'd hammer that, nail into that, or tie it, and that's what. Well, what do you know? Well, listen, I really have enjoyed this because I've learned something. Yeah. I can't tell too much about plantation because I didn't live on it.
Well, did you ever hear of a hog pen or?
Oh yes, yeah.
What did you call it?
We call them hog pens, and you call them what? Hog runs? We had hog pens, and it was made out of limbs of trees. I can remember just this way.
So
the hogs
solid
were
wood?
In there, and it's
solid limbs.
It would be it wasn't lumber, it would be limbs of trees this big, and then the posts, about this big, we'd say. And then it had posts there.
Two posts.
It would be one to four posts.
Okay, you had four posts, one on each corner. And then what would you do between them? Would you nail those limbs?
Well, don't ask me, I don't know. I can just remember seeing.
So could you see through that, or was it rather solid?
Oh, no, you could see through it, but they'd build, I imagine, those things close enough that the hogs could get through. And, you know, they couldn't jump over it because they'd built them high enough.
Would you call that a rail fence?
Well, now, anything like that, that is... what I remember them calling, they were the hog pens.
So it's called a hog pen.
Hog pen. But I don't know.
Well, you were talking about the place called where do you get your milk from now? That's what I was going to ask.
I can get it from Minimax. What do you mean?
Where does Minimax get it?
Minimax is a grocery store.
I know, but where does Minimax get it?
Call from the dairy. Uh-huh. And we used to have, when we first came here, it was delivered at the door.
From the dairy?
Yeah, they used to come and put it on the front porch.
Oh, so they'd deliver it right
to you? Uh-huh, yeah. And, but now, that's gone, I guess.
Do you remember when you were a child seeing anyone milk a cow? I asked you that yesterday.
Milk the cows? Yeah, I've seen them milk the cows. And and you had to be very careful. sometimes the man would run us away, you know, because it saved the cow from getting milk. I can remember seeing milking cows. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they did with the milk right after they got it?
Well, they took it in the house, trying to think. You see this German cook we had. I don't remember except that they'd put it in pans.
Do you remember getting all the impurities out of it anyway?
Oh, Lord, no. We didn't know anything about impurities. We must have sure built up an immunity from everything. And here we are, some of us are living today. No, it was just the raw milk. Just the raw milk.
Did they ever run it through a colander or anything?
No, but it seemed to me that we did have colanders. They might have run it through a sieve. A little bit finer than a colander. A colander to me, I have one.
That's
the enamel thing was holding about the big round as my nail. But the sieve, we did have sieves. Now, if I had to take notes on that, I don't know whether she poured it through the sieve or poured it through a cloth. I don't know.
But if she did that, why would she do it? What would that do to it?
Well, if there's anything in milk, if anything had gotten into the bucket. I don't know how we lived. How did we live? And we didn't have all that dysentery that you have today, you know. And I don't know. I don't know. And yeah, we were so clean and so. I don't think we can. We build up any more immunities to these things. I mean, since I've been talking here, I know there's been a lot of dysentery here.